Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You've been listening already. Thank you especially for that. You're going to be glad you did, because Chuck Martin is in the building, so to speak. Chuck is our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, best-selling author, and internationally known business strategist and researcher. He's a chairman and the CEO of NFI Research. He operates a global idea exchange and research engine. He's the author of one of my favorite books, Tough Management. And also, his new book is called Smarts, Are We Hardwired for Success? And he's here right now. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here. And congratulations on your award.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's been a little while. We just have fun with that that intro, and I appreciate that. It's always nice to get awards, especially when you can keep talking about it for years and years, right?
Well, you should.
Chuck, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the show, and I know that one of the reasons it's nice to have you here is you're always working on new management ideas, new management angles, new ways of nuances, new ideas on how people can be better managers and can behave better in the world of management, in the field of management, in our environment that we have in our businesses. What have you been working on lately?
Well, as you know, we survey these 2,000 executives and managers in 47 countries every 2 weeks. So we're always getting feedback from them, and then we're basically getting questions from them that we then go ask everyone for research.
Right.
We just did a survey on...
Can I stop you for a second?
Of course.
The people you're surveying, what kind of business, what size businesses are they running?
Are these
managers of big companies, little companies? What are they?
We actually have 36% on our current survey. I'll give you some stats. With 36% have fewer than 100 employees.
Uh-huh.
20% have between 100 and 499. So 55, more than half, have fewer than 500 employees.
Right.
Okay. And then you go, we have 15% have more than 10,000 employees.
Right.
So we have both ends of the scale.
I see. Okay, that helps me. All right, go ahead now.
And often we find differences between the viewpoints of small businesses and large businesses.
You know why, don't you?
Why?
Because of Blasingame's second law of small business.
What is
which says that a small business is not a little big business.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. We see that in our research all the time.
Yeah, that's Blasingame's second law of small business.
That's very good. So how many of those laws do you have?
I have three of them. Three total.
Three?
The first law is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Right.
And Blasingame's third law of small business is it's easy to start a small business. It's not easy to run and grow one successfully.
That is right. And part of that, by the way, is because of executive skills or cognitive function.
Exactly, exactly.
Which we've talked about from my latest book, Smarts. The people who typically are really good at starting something are not the people who, and this is just how their brain is wired, are
right.
Not the people good at running something when it gets bigger.
It's a challenge all the time. So let's get back to your survey. I didn't mean to get us off on a tangent there. I just wanted to ask that question. That helps me, and hopefully it helps other folks too. So you poll these people about...
I actually sit here and dream up surveys. I try to think of what people are thinking about today, what's relevant today, and how can they do something that would help them a bit. And this week we came up with one on good manners. We wanted to know how often do people in their organization practice good manners, you know, courtesy, etiquette, and so forth. And then we wanted to know how important are good manners in advancing a person's career in an organization. And interestingly, the it's not the majority who say people practice good manners. It's only 38% say that people always practice good manners in an organization, which is not that high.
38% said people always practice good manners?
Yes. Now, interestingly, we said how important is it for success? 65% say it's extremely important.
Right.
So we've got 38% saying that people there always practice good manners, but 65% say it's extremely important for someone to advance, which means there's room for improvement.
Is there any definition of what good manners is or are?
Well, we defined it in the survey as courtesy, etiquette, so forth, like saying thank you, saying please, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the difference between small business and large business, more large businesses say that people practice good manners always as opposed to small. So good manners, according to the survey, are being practiced better in large companies than they are in small companies.
At least they think it is.
It's what they say.
Yeah.
And what's also interesting is when you look at what's important, it's much more important for small companies than for large.
Very interesting. I want to ask you a couple of questions about that. Well, we're going to do that on the other side of the messages. Folks, we got some important messages that I want you to hang on every word for the next couple of minutes. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Chuck Martin is our guest. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Chuck Martin, the author of Smarts, Are We Hardwired for Success?, as well as his first book, or at least the first one I knew about, Tough Management, which is one of my favorites, is a New York Times bestseller. Chuck, tell us where your books are available, please.
Pretty much anywhere where books are sold. Decent bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com is the fastest and 35% off place.
There you go.
They figured it out a long time ago.
By the way, last time you were here, you offered a free assessment.
Yes,
remember
we
that?
Have in the book Smarts, we have what's called the Executive Skills Profile, and in about 10 minutes, everyone has these 12 cognitive functions in the frontal lobes of their brain. There's things like time management, organization, planning, prioritization, focus. Everyone has two or three that are their strongest, two or three that are their weakest, and they're not changeable by the time you become an adult. In this questionnaire you answer, it tells you in about 10 minutes your strengths and weaknesses. And last time we were on the show, we said anyone who wants one, send me an email, and I'd send you one out for free. And I got emails from all over the country for days from this.
That's great.
And I do that again. Anybody who wants one, just send me an email, and I'll mail one out the same day.
I'm surprised you didn't get something from around the world, because we have people listening on the Internet all over the world. But so give us that email address, Chuck.
Just send it to Chuck. That's my personal email address, Chuck@NFIResearch, like Net Future Institute. So Chuck@NFIResearch.com.
Chuck@NFIResearch.com. Folks, and he'll send you the Executive Skills Profile, which apparently is a big hit. So and that's for free, too, right, Chuck?
Yeah, we've only done this for your listeners, actually.
I know.
These things cost more than the book, which is a great irony since it's only 4 pages.
Well, folks, I work hard for your money. You know I do. I try to get you the best deals, and you can't get a better deal than free. This is a great offer, Chuck, and I want to thank you for making it available to my audience. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's actually the biggest response I've gotten. I've probably done hundreds of radio interviews. It's the biggest response I've gotten. And that's why I come here all the time, because
good.
I think the people who you reach really care, and they actually yep. get it. They actually want to do something about it, which is terrific.
Well, I appreciate that. No, you're exactly right. I've got the best audience in the world, the smartest audience in the world, and I'm not blowing smoke on you, folks. I mean that. And not only that, Chuck, and you kind of alluded to it there, these are people who want to get better. And that's the reason I admire them so much, and why we work so hard for them, and why we do everything we can to give them a good deal, which you've offered them. And I want to thank you again for making that available. Folks, that's Chuck@NFIResearch.com. That's where you can go, and he's going to give you the Executive Skills Profile and use it to your advantage. And then I think when you do that, you're going to want to buy his book. Chuck, we're talking about manners, and, you know, it's a little counterintuitive probably that the research you found was that manners was not as apparently the please, thank you, and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am kind of thing was not as evident maybe or as seemed as evident in small businesses as it is in big businesses. And that might seem counterintuitive, but when you're in a small business, you know everybody so darn well. And you're all right there in this fishbowl of a business and this beehive of a business. And you ask each other, you know, the same people, the same questions are the questions all day long, and you don't have to. It's not that you're being rude. It's not that you don't have manners. It's just it's redundant after a while.
Well, we got a lot of comments sort of around that subject. People saying, well, after saying 100 times thank you, you don't want to say it the 101st time. But people then say, but you really, people should be doing it because
right.
They're also saying don't send out thank yous in a blanket email because no one takes it seriously.
Right.
Which is really kind of interesting. They want a personal thank you. They want somebody.
No, you're exactly right. Unless, that's exactly right. No, personal thank yous. I don't like reply to all thank yous. I agree with that.
Yeah, that's right.
I agree with that 100%. All right, what else did you learn?
One of the things that's really important about this is sometimes it's not that people are not practicing good manners. It's because they have a specific executive skill that's a weakness. Which is not changeable, but they need to understand it. For example, if a person is low in the cognitive function of flexibility, it means that they basically make up their mind kind of automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all described in SMARTS, and this is what the executive skills profile is about. But
right.
they make up their mind. So because they've made up their mind, they're sort of focused internally on a different thought, and they've left the last thing. So they didn't go and thank somebody for something because they're on to the next thing. So they're basically going too fast, but that's the way that your brain is wired.
Well,
so you can't really change that. You just need to be aware of it.
What do you do about something like that? And of course, this your executive skills profile identifies that, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. What you do is the big thing is to be aware of it. Once you're aware of it, it's relatively easy to deal with. You can go to someone, say an assistant or someone, say, remind me every time I don't thank somebody for something. You need to stop me in my tracks and just make sure I do something there. And then what happens is you've essentially outsourced that part of the frontal lobe of
right.
the brain. You've outsourced an executive skill, so someone else is going to be watching it for you. Typically, like at the head of a small business, they've got some kind of a secretary or an office manager or an assistant. They say, hey, by the way, I'm really not good at noticing these kinds of things. Would you just kind of keep flag it when you see it, even if you think it's really trivial?
Well, see, I'd like to point out that you said that if you're low in that cognitive skill of flexibility, I'd like to point out that it might not be that's really your personality. In the personality models, that may not be your personality. It may be an environmental thing.
That's right.
You know, we may be, when you say I've already moved on, it might not be that I don't want to say thank you. It's just that I've got this alligator biting on me right now.
Well, a lot of it is though your brain. It's how your brain actually is wired and functions.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Chuck Martin and I will be right back after these messages. I told you you'd get smarter when Chuck joined us. Stay with us. 10 till. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Martin, the author of Tough Management, also SMARTS, Are We Hardwired for Success? And the other book that I know about is Coffee at Luna's. Is that right? Did I get that right? Coffee
yeah,
at Luna's.
And,
yeah, and
yeah,
those are all available.
It's a fable about work-life balance.
Exactly. And it's a good one, too, folks. And I encourage you to check it out. Give us that website, Chuck.
The website is www.nfiresearch.com.
Right. And don't forget that free offer that he made you of the executive skills profile. That's his email. He gave you his personal email, folks. How about that? You think my brain trust don't have enough have a connection to you to my audience? Chuck@nfiresearch.com. That's where you can go to get that free profile. And again, thank you for that, Chuck. Okay, we're talking about a survey that Chuck conducted. That's what he does. He conducts surveys, does a lot of research on the marketplace and on management and executive skills, that kind of thing. And he's talking about the element of manners in business. That was your last survey. What else did you learn about manners, Chuck?
Well, we have a lot of people that think that the atmosphere sometimes is too casual. And so the bad behavior just sort of falls. It just sort of happens as it goes.
Do they think that maybe a lack of respect goes with that too?
Oh, respect is the big deal in all of this.
Yeah.
That's what not saying thank you and those kinds of things and not practicing good manners shows, a lack of respect for fellow workers or fellow employees or colleagues.
Can I stop you for a second? Because this is a really important question for me. Do you think that the younger generations, the Gen X's and the Gen Y's, are a little bit low in that part of the scale of the gratitude scale?
Well, they have a different expectation. I teach at the University of New Hampshire. I'm teaching consumer buying behavior, and we're using smarts in the course. And so I'm dealing with 50 19 to 22-year-olds on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is they look at work differently than older people look at work. And they look at things like, well, where do I want to work? What city? As opposed to what kind of company? What is my lifestyle going to be like around work? As opposed mm-hmm. to what can I learn from going to work? So a small business who's hiring younger people coming in, which is very typical, that they have different expectations. And what's interesting is though is you can reward them, it gets back to manners, in different ways. They're looking for knowledge, education, growth, those kinds of things. They're not necessarily looking for the big paycheck.
Hmm. Well, when I said what I did a minute ago, I wasn't, the young people I'm talking about, when I see a lack of gratitude among them, maybe it manifests as a lack of what some people might think a lack of good manners. It's not that these are good people. These are not jerks. These are nice young people. They're good people. They raise good families and all that, and they're really good people and probably good employees. It's just that they seem to have. I think you're right about the expectation thing, but they seem to lack the ability always to show gratitude.
You mean they just don't know how?
Maybe so.
I'm not sure they're being brought up / trained the same way that different generations have
right.
been.
Right. Right.
They're much more interactive because of the internet and growing up mm-hmm. totally wired. Essentially, they have much shorter attention spans. We know from a lot of testing we've done with the executive skills profile, a lot of them are low in the executive skill of task initiation, so they're sometimes slow to get started on something. And well-meaning.
Absolutely. Well, I just, whenever I speak to young people, one of the things I tell them is be grateful and show your gratitude. It'll never hurt you. You'll never, ever be a bad thing for you to be grateful for what someone's done for you and to show gratitude.
Yeah, I think sometimes they're going so fast onto the next thing that they don't mm-hmm. think to stop and say, oh, by the way, I really appreciate what you did here. And I think that's what seasoned executives are quite good at
mm-hmm.
because they know from experience over their careers what has motivated people who have worked for them, whereas the younger people haven't had that experience yet. And maybe that's where the more mature people were when they were younger as well. We just don't go back and think of what we were like at 20.
And the reason I asked that question is because of the comments you got from people talking about the low number you got from the standpoint of whether they've seen manners in the marketplace. Hey, Chuck, we got to wrap it up, unfortunately. We're just running out of time. But it's been a pleasure having you here. Good stuff that you brought to us. And congratulations again on your book. The new one's called Smarts, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. See you next time, Chuck.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'll leave you with this last thought. Always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.